What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to the 4th annual Beauty News Awards.
I feel like I need a tiara.
I know, right?
I don't know why, but I don't
And
have
like
one.
A ball gown
yes.
and some music and someone should flow.
Someone should throw.
Someone should throw flowers at us.
And confetti.
Yeah, we are hosting an awards show.
And a glitter cannon.
Yeah.
Maybe next year, probably not.
Only the glitter cannon and the confetti, only if you're going to clean it up, because we're not doing it.
And if it's eye-safe glitter.
Before we get into talking about the awards, we do want to let you guys know that we are doing a giveaway.
Yet again.
So
we like holiday gives
away.
We're givesawaying
to... Two. Ah, yes. If you watch everything we do, you'll get it. Oh, Lord. This is what happens at the end of the year. We are giving away 2 Beautylish gift cards.
Yes.
$100 each.
Mm-hmm.
To enter, all you have to do is go to the link in the description box. There will be a Rafflecopter widget and just follow the prompts and enter there.
So details will be in the description box,
yes.
Including when it opens and closes.
Yes.
It's going to be international.
Yes.
So even if Beautylish doesn't ship to you, we will make it happen.
Yeah,
so
we will ship to us.
Ship to us and then we'll
to
ship
you.
To you. So
yeah.
if Beautylish doesn't ship to your country, we will sort it out. And if you are under 18, just make sure you have your parents' permission before giving out, or parents or guardians' permission before giving out your address.
Yes.
But beyond that, all the details will be in the description box, and bare minimum to enter would be a subscriber of this channel. So
yes.
you don't really have to have Instagram or Facebook, whatever.
No.
But if you want any extra entries, you can follow the prompts.
One thing super important, please sign up to the Rafflecopter widget with an email address that you check regularly, very regularly. Almost every year when I email winners, someone never gets back to me, and we redraw after 48 hours.
Yes, and sometimes we hear back from people like a week later, and we're like, sorry,
we had to redraw. We don't keep people waiting on these. We like to wrap them up in a nice little bow so that people aren't like, Where's my elephant? Yeah, where's my elephant? I want an elephant. Anyway, if you want to win an elephant, $100 Beautylish gift card, you can go and check it out. Now let's get into the awards. All right, so we are going to announce the winners of the 2019 Beauty News Awards. So if you are new here and you have no idea what's going on, every year we basically crowdsource these awards. So we choose the categories, and our viewers get to vote on the nominees.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take the top 5 or 6 nominees, and the viewers get to vote on the winners of those categories.
Yep. To make it 100% clear, we come up with the categories, and then the nominees are crowdsourced, and the votes are voted by you guys. So we haven't come up with the winners.
No.
We haven't tried to like bias them
or influence
them. It is purely based on what you guys think, which is always the answers that always come up always surprise me.
Yeah.
So because we are always surprised by the results, what we're actually thinking of doing this year, which is a little bit different, is in a couple of days' time, we're actually going to go through the same categories and then just discuss what we would sort of vote on or what we would select to be the winner in each sort of category. So we're gonna try to turn it into more of like a tag kind of video. So just like a discussion. So if you do wanna know what we would have picked for each of these categories, that video will be up in a couple of days, but let's see what you guys picked.
Yes. So the first award is the Best Trend of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And our nominees were Capsule Palettes,
yep,
Fluffy Brows, Multi-Chromes, the low buy or no buy, also known as responsible purchasing, and the return of lip gloss.
Mm.
So that's what people voted for. Now, the winner shocked me, and not because I don't think it's a good one to choose, but based on the nominations,
yeah,
of the like the actual nominees, this guy barely made it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when you were picking the top five nominees, it almost just scraped in, it's won by a landslide.
Massive landslide.
Interesting.
So the winner is the low buy, no buy, also known as responsible purchasing.
I would have picked Capsule Palettes.
Capsule Palettes was what I thought was going to win as well.
Capsule Palettes was going to win, so that is surprising. Okay, cool.
I thought that was really, like when I saw that, I opened these results on the day, like yesterday, yeah, after they closed, I was like, holy shit.
Look, I like that answer. Yeah. I'm all for the like low buy, responsible buying, yeah, kind of thing. So I'm all for that, but yeah, I wouldn't have thought that that would have been like the trend that people have picked, but that's cool. Interesting.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I thought that was great.
Mm.
Okay, next category is the worst trend of 2019.
Ooh, there could be a lot here.
There was. So the nominees were desk palettes, 30 plus shades, non-eye safe glitter in eyeshadow palettes, weekly releases, astrology collections, and weed themed everything.
All good suggestions.
I agree. You guys agree with smashed all of them. It.
We're very, very good.
So impressed this year.
Yeah.
And the winner, by actually not that much, was non-safe eye glitter in eyeshadow palettes.
Look, I think that's probably fair because so it's voted by our community, and of course, yeah, we talked to our community, but a couple of weeks ago, we did have a bit of a rant about ColourPop and the non-eye safe glitters. So I think that probably makes sense that it's popped up. But I'm surprised the weekly releases one didn't win.
Came second. Yeah.
But that is something that I know a lot of people get really, yeah, frustrated by, like seeing ColourPop release something every single week or Makeup Revolution release, yeah, something every week. So
it annoys us as well.
Yeah.
I think I did see a few people commenting here and there that like some of them were really hard to vote on because they wanted to vote for multiple, but I make sure people can only vote for one so that the polls aren't skewed. But I thought this one was very interesting, and I think they're all bad.
It's true.
Okay, next up we have the best palette release of 2019. Ooh. This surprised me.
Okay.
So the nominees are the Jeffree Star Cosmetics and Shane Dawson Conspiracy Palette,
mm-hmm,
the Kaleidos Futurism Collection versions 1 to 5,
yep,
all released in 2019.
Correct.
The Melt Cosmetics Amore Eterno Palettes.
Yep.
Huda Beauty Nude Obsessions Palettes.
Interesting.
And the Tarte Beauty Textured Neutrals Volume 1, which only released like 5 minutes ago.
Well, so did the Shane Dawson one.
I know.
So I think that probably does sum up the palettes this year.
I think so, yeah.
The key sort of palettes. I can't really think of too many more that were like, that came out that, yeah, were as big as those. So that makes sense. I think that they're good suggestions.
The winner was Tarte Beauty Textured Neutrals Volume 1.
Good on her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she won with 32% of the votes, followed by 24% for the Amore Eterno Collection by Melt.
I think that's a really interesting split because Tarte brought out what is a very sort of user-friendly sort of palette. Yep. You can, most people can try it and get some really good looks out of it, because it is kind of basic with different textures. Whereas the Melt collection was really, really beautiful and really inspiring.
Mm.
But, like, the thing that stopped me from buying that was that I won't use the colours.
I'm not a fan of the formula.
Yeah, so like, it was one of those things where it's like, okay, the collection was so inspiring.
Yeah.
But to translate it to, like, looks that a lot of people would use, it sort of felt
you're a little essentially
bit,
buying a collection, collector's a product item. For the, yeah.
And, collector's item,
and
yeah.
I'm not doing that anymore.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, let's do the worst palette release of 2019.
I feel like some are going to carry over.
Look.
By the way, I don't know the answers to this. Yeah, Hayley knows the answers. No. I'm surprised.
I keep this all secret from her.
Yeah.
Look.
What are the nominees, Hayley? Okay.
The nominees are the Ciate Jessica Rabbit palette.
Yes, that was trash.
The Too Faced Erica Jane Pretty Mess palette. Now, I will say that was... When we start the nomination process, I have to put in two nominees into the polls to get them started. That was one that I nominated because I was like, you're trash.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
Then we have the Anastasia Beverly Hills Norvina Palettes Volume 1 to 3.
That's an interesting one.
I thought so too.
And I have seen a few people commenting saying that they were shocked to see those in the worst palettes.
I know. I was shocked.
Because I actually don't think that they're necessarily... I haven't used them, but from what I've seen, that they are actually good palettes. I think it just came at a time with the eyeshadow sort of fatigue and the release fatigue that the way they released it, I don't think people really liked. So
I
the
agree.
Fact that, like, they had the Jackie Ina palette and then... A week or so later, they brought out the Norvina, and then a month later, they brought out two Norvinas, and then a week later, they brought out whatever their other
Carly Bible
palette. So I just feel like it was sort of more the delivery of how it was released than it was the palette itself.
I think this very small thing, a basic poll for a fun, silly video every year, can really show you how a brand... totally destroyed
they
themselves.
They got it wrong.
They fucked it up.
They got it wrong.
There was also the BH Cosmetics Zodiac palettes and the Morphe James Charles mini palette. No carryovers, but I was like you. I was like, we're definitely going to see some carryovers.
I thought people were going to complain about the Shane Dawson one.
It was definitely nominated, but not many votes at all.
Okay, not many votes.
It was didn't even get close to being the top five.
Because I do know a lot of people love that palette, but I also know a lot of people just don't like it for the principle of it.
Yep.
So I thought that was expecting it in.
Mm. Winner. I think it's pretty easy to
We don't have
guess.
A drum roll.
No, we don't, but we should. It was the Morphe James Charles mini palette.
That was... stupid.
That was dumb as shit. And
no matter how crap... I reckon the Ciate Jessica Rabbit one should have won.
Fucking
because
woeful.
The formula of that was barely usable. At least the James Charles one
is
you
usable.
Can use it. The only thing that was frustrating about that one is it's a cash grab.
Yeah. The issue with the James Charles mini palette is that it should have always fucking been a mini palette. And you don't need to re-release the exact same thing in a mini. It is dumb as fuck. It is a cash grab.
It's a cash grab.
It's a waste. And it's almost a slap in the face to people who brought the bigger one, but who may have preferred the smaller one.
I think most people that wear makeup at a regular pace would prefer the smaller one.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. It came with a mirror, which was handy.
Which was better.
And also, you're not going to hit pan on those shades anytime soon. But I do agree with you. Like, there was, like, even to this day, we have people complaining that we destroyed it, like, years ago.
Oh my God.
Last year.
Get the fuck over it. You because, can buy it anywhere yeah, you want. Yeah,
they're like, you know, you destroyed it and I can't even get it. I'm like, it's in stock everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like, it's that argument is no longer valid.
Start putting away money each week or each month but, no, from but, each like, paycheck.
I think people, what people are complaining about, not that they were not unable to afford it, yeah. but it was more that it sold out very quickly yeah, when it first came out. But that was a year ago.
Yeah.
It is now in stock everywhere and has an abundance of stock. So the fact
there's so much stock that they can't get rid of it quick enough.
They literally give it out for PR just everywhere you go. So I think the thing about it is that if you wanted it, you would already have it. So then bringing out the mini palette, it's like you're just telling big fans of his that they have to buy it twice.
Mm. I do know some people who skipped on the big one but then bought the mini because they were like, that's better.
That is better. And if you were able to do that, that's a much smarter way to do it. Yeah. For sure.
But I agree. Jessica Rabbit palette. Fucking
I'm glad trash. I'm glad I didn't buy it.
Fucking trash. Okay. Most unique product releases of 2019.
Ooh. This is a hard one because I can't really off the top of my head think of many because not much has come out. That is so unique this year.
I started this poll off with two nomination suggestions. Mm. They both made it in.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think that other people were also struggling.
Yes.
Because some of the nominations.
Yep.
We'll just get into it.
Let's get into it. What are the nominations,
Hayley? We've got six. Now, The reason I chose six is because one of the products in here failed to actually launch. That might give you a hint, but let's get into it. I'll start with that one. It's the MAC Cosmetics Fix Plus SPF 30. Yes.
So that great did launch, idea. But then it was removed.
Pulled from the shelf. It's easier to type failed to launch rather than launched, pulled from the shelves.
Yes, because yes, absolutely.
So that one was actually voted a little bit higher, so it had to be in the top five, but I then pulled the one from below it.
Yep.
The next one is the Tati Beauty Textured Neutrals Volume 1 Palette. Holo Taco Polishes, the Lime Crime Ghost Veil Lip Primer.
Yep.
Huda Beauty Nude Obsessions Palette and the Incredible Cosmetics Baddie Winkle Collection.
Interesting. Yep. So I would personally say, so what are we, it's the most unique.
Yeah.
I would probably say the Baddie Winkle one was the most unique.
It that even was had one of my masks. Suggestions.
It had so boob funny. Masks in it.
I love that collection.
Yeah, that was a funny collection. And that one, some of the things in there weren't sort of innovative. But I think the concept of it, like collaborating with a more mature influencer and also having things like boob masks and stuff was very funny.
Yeah.
But I would say that the other ones, like I'm actually surprised that the Huda lash glue, the restickable lash glue wasn't on there. Because when it comes to mind, like what I think is one of the most unique products of the year, that one comes to mind. Like, yeah, I want to know the winner. What's the winner?
So the winner was Holo Taco Polishes.
I would say that that's the least unique.
I agree.
Because all indie brands bring out holographic nail polishes and top coats and base coats.
I knew that that would win.
I think that had a lot of support. Yeah. As in just the release had a lot of support. Is it unique?
No.
Look up indie nail polish on Instagram.
I knew it would win based on how many votes it had in its nominations. Yep. I was like, I never need to check this poll because it's going. And I'm going to say I am kind of disappointed with the second place. Tati Beauty Textured Neutrals Volume 1 Palette. I also don't feel like it was super unique.
It's a nude palette. That's interesting.
With different textures.
But I still feel like this year there wasn't many innovative things.
I agree. It was difficult
this
year.
I think out of this list for me, the Lime Crime, which looks like it was voted the least, that's probably one of the most innovative things because it was like a lip primer. So it actually is supposed to make your lipsticks last longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, innovative or unique. I think the two that were sort of the winners were probably pretty standard products in the industry. But anyway. Interesting.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
All right, so we have best collaboration of 2019.
Batty
now, Winkle. Yes, that was the best. I loved it. Now, we do have six nominees again. And the reason I chose six was because the Beauty News Awards are based on the newest things to come out in that year. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a collaboration. It was the Angelica Nyquist Davina Cosmetics Moonwell Bundle.
Yep.
Now, it was voted quite high. And I kept it in there, but I also took one from like the next one down mm-hmm. because it consisted of existing products.
True.
And I thought it's fair.
Because, but it's a bundle.
Yeah. It's fair because she put it together, like it's her choosing, but they're existing products.
That's
so
okay. That's
to keep it fair, I thought, you know, let's put her in, but also put in the next one down. So the nominees are the Angelica Nyquist Davina Cosmetics Moonwell Bundle, Shuamura Pokemon Pikachu Holiday
Pikachu.
Collection. We had the Anastasia Beverly Hills Jackie Aina Palette, mm-hmm. ColourPop Safia Nygaard Lipsticks.
That was very popular.
Urban Decay Game of Thrones Collection.
And as the best collaboration. Oh, anyway, sorry.
And the Jeffree Star Cosmetics Shane Dawson Collection.
Surely that's got to win.
No, Safia did.
Oh, okay.
Just by a little bit. So Safia won with 35% of votes and Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star came in with 33%.
Okay. That makes, I still would have thought that the Shane Dawson one would have won, but I definitely think like the lipsticks with ColourPop.
Yeah.
That was a very popular.
Oh, massive.
And it sold out really quickly.
Yeah.
I think it's only recently been restocked.
But
hugely popular. There you go. Interesting. I would have considered Urban Decay Game of Thrones to be one of the worst collaborations.
Well, yes. And we're going to talk about the worst collaboration award for 2019. And Urban Decay Game of Thrones was one of our nominees. So it's carried over. People are feeling the love and feeling the pain.
Yeah. And it is definitely one of those double-edged sword kind
is,
of collections.
Yes.
Yep.
Then we have the Rylee Rose Forever 21 Cheetos Collection.
All right.
Now, we do have six nominees in here, I should mention, and that was because two had the exact same amount of nomination mm-hmm. votes. Then we have Too Faced Erica Jane Pretty Mess Collection, mm-hmm. Anastasia Beverly Hills Novena Collection, the Morphe James Charles Palettes, and Tarte Lily Pons Collection.
Oh, recent one.
And they're all... So we've got Tarte Lily Pons with 27%.
That's a winner.
That's a winner.
Wow.
James Charles Morphe, 21%. Cheetos with Rylee Rose, who have gone bankrupt, but I think you can still find it in Forever 21, 19%. And then we had Erica and Too Faced with 15%. And the last two, both on 9%.
There you go.
Interesting.
There were some shitty collabs this year.
There was some trash. We had to put up with some shit in 2019, didn't we, folks?
We did indeed.
Ah, here's to a better 2020. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about something positive. How about the best drugstore release of 2019?
Tell me what it is.
I know. I was excited about this. I was like, what's going to be my first purchase for 2020?
We did the same thing last year.
We did.
We were
did.
Like, oh, that powder was voted. Yep. We have to go buy it.
Yeah, got to go get it. So nominees are the e.l.f. Poreless Primer Putty.
Interesting.
I've got it and I've got the Tatcha one. Don't need to buy them. Wet n' Wild Pac-Man Collection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, people did like that.
They loved
that
it.
That was popular.
L'Oreal Infallible Fresh Wear Foundation.
Never used it.
I have.
Have I? No, I think I do have it.
Yeah.
I do have it.
I know why you don't remember having it, because it's not that memorable. Sauce. ColourPop Capsule Colour Palettes.
Yeah.
And the ColourPop Safia Nygaard Lipsticks.
Oof.
I won't be buying any of this stuff in 2020.
No.
None of it.
Did a ColourPop one win?
It did.
Safia
Capsule Palettes.
Oh, Capsule Palettes.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they actually won by a fair chunk, 37% followed by Safia's 28%.
Look, I think that's probably a fair one.
Yeah, and I think they deserve that.
Really. Yeah, I think the best things they've released this year is their capsule palettes.
I agree.
And I think, once again, they've sort of bucked a trend a little bit with those, which I think they've taken what Huda did last year and they've just like rolled with it, which is a good move. And I think people have been really vibing with those.
Yeah.
So I think that's good.
All right, let's do the best higher end slash luxury release of 2019. And I'm making a note for us to try and remember next year. We need a best mid-range brand because I don't think people know what high-end is.
That's, I think the problem is drugstore mid-range and like luxury or high-end, it depends on the person.
It does,
doesn't it? So it's very, very difficult. Yeah. It's very difficult.
So the nominees are Victoria Beckham Beauty.
Definitely high-end.
First launch, yeah. Cover FX Monochromatic Blush and Bronzer Duos.
Oh, yeah. I still want to try those.
Yep. Melt Cosmetics Amore Eterno Collection.
They're pretty expensive.
Let's be real. It's expensive in Australia. The palettes
They're expensive in the US too. They're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
They're not high. Not, they're not like high-end as in like
it's
luxury.
Not luxury.
But they're not cheap.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
The Tati Beauty Textured Neutrals Volume 1 palette.
Isn't that like $45?
Yeah, I don't feel like that's expensive for a big palette like that.
No, I'd call it a mid-range, but that's all right. Yeah. That's all right.
And then the Lisa Eldridge Velvet Lipsticks.
Oh, did they win? I reckon they won.
They didn't. They come third.
Really? Because people rave about those.
You know who took it out?
Tati.
Yep.
Wow.
Tati's got some lovers out there.
That's good. Good on
Absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
Good on her.
She won with 37% of the votes, I believe. No, 31%, followed by 24% with the Melt Amore Eterno collection.
That was a cool collection.
Yeah.
That was a cool collection.
Okay, best indie release of 2019.
Melted Amore Eterno collection. Am I right? No, anyway.
She's not right.
Damn.
But she picked one of the nominees, is fair. All right, so I've got 6 nominees here. That's because 2 came in with the same amount of votes. Mm-hmm. We've got JD Glow Multichrome Loose Pigments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see JD Glow on the list.
I love JD Glow. Yeah.
We've got the Coloured Rain Power Collection. Love Coloured Rain.
Yes.
So glad to see them here.
Yep.
Kaleidos Futurism Collection.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working with them this year. Trying their stuff. Cleona Cosmetics Stained Glass Collection.
Those were hugely popular.
Massively popular and really beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Haven't tried them, but they look beautiful.
Holo Taco Nail Polishes.
Mm-hmm.
And Melt Cosmetics Amore Eterno Collection.
Holo Taco.
Absolutely. By an absolute landslide.
Yeah.
41%.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's got some massive fans out there.
Yeah.
So I think they got the fan vote for sure. Yeah.
All right. Best overall brand of 2019.
What's your best overall brand? We'll talk about that in the next video.
I don't even know yet.
No.
I can't. I've got to think about that.
Got to think about that.
But our nominees are The Ordinary. We have Tati Beauty,
mm-hmm.
Jeffree Star Cosmetics, Colourpop, and Holo Taco. Can you guess? I need her to guess because I feel like based off what we've already discussed in this video, it's actually a fairly hard one to pick.
See, this is a hard one. I would naturally assume that more people like Colourpop as a brand overall, but I think you're dealing with 2 stan groups.
Mm.
That's
also a fair point.
That will fight it out.
Yeah.
So... but I would say Colourpop makes more sense.
She's right.
Aye.
Colourpop one. Yeah.
Colourpop one.
And I think that's fair. Followed by Holo Taco, Jeffree Star, The Ordinary, and Tati Beauty.
3 stan groups.
Yeah. 3 stan groups. 4. To be fair, 4 stan groups because some people stan The Ordinary or Destiny like...
That's true. And some people stan Colourpop, so...
They do.
It is what
Look,
it is.
Even with Colourpop's weekly releases, people being like, get your fucking glitters out of your palettes.
There are literally fan accounts for Colourpop.
I know.
And collection accounts on Instagram just showing Colourpop collections.
And I understand why. I think they make, you know, fairly wearable, nice, pretty makeup. It appeals to a lot of people. I think that this, like, best overall brand... category is very telling of what people truly love.
Yeah.
They complain about a lot, but they still love
But I think also things. ColourPop overall, they do more good things than they do bad things.
I agree.
Yeah. So people leave remembering the good things and but they also, forget the things that were a bit like, eh.
Yeah. You know, you've also got to look at, like, often people who buy things and then complain about something like, we don't like glitters in your eye palettes. They're complaining because they want to keep buying your shit.
Yeah.
But they're like...
They haven't checked out.
They haven't checked out. They're yeah. like, this is something that bothers me and I want to keep buying this stuff.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Can you remove it yeah. so I can continue to buy?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I agree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory... Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right, this one is, everyone's going to know the answer as soon as I say it, so I may as well save it for the end. Worst overall brand of 2019, Kylie Skin. Anastasia Beverly Hills / Norvina, because we're confused.
Weren't they on the top, like, last year? They had they so many, like, top
so
things.
So many.
So you can we'll show they've had a fall from grace.
We'll leave a link to last year's awards if you want to have a look at them. Kat Von D, House Laboratories, Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I think the last three.
Yeah. Kat Von
much
D.
Much of a muchness.
House Labs.
Jacqueline. Much of a muchness.
Yeah. Jack Attack won with 56% of the votes. Sorry, Jaclyn. Look, I agree with you guys. It was a shit show.
It was a shit show.
I agree 100%, but I am also glad that she is going to pick herself up because you can't let life beat you down. Just don't fucking do that again, Jaclyn.
I agree. I do agree with that. Yeah. I sort of hope that she... comes out of this
yeah.
doing well.
Yeah. And I hope she learns from it.
Yeah. But she really made some rookie errors.
Oh,
there.
She did. She made some very terrible mistakes. Okay. Best overall product of 2019.
I still feel like this is going to be Stan versus Stan.
It is. Soz.
So I can't predict it.
Who's
got the strongest stands?
Yeah. Well, this is where it gets fun. You guys can... pause the video and leave a comment. Who's going to win this one? Lisa Eldridge, Velvet Lipsticks.
Yeah.
Polo Taco Nail Polishes. Mm-hmm. Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson Conspiracy Palette.
Mm-hmm.
Tati Beauty, Textured Neutrals Volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kaleidos Futurism Collection.
Interesting. So I feel like the first four are quite predictable.
Yeah. And the winner is... Tati Beauty Textured Neutrals Volume 1.
Wow.
But actually not by a whole lot. 27%.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Holo Taco Nail Polishes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Lisa Eldridge Velvet Lipsticks. And Kaleidos took it out before Jeffree Star.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. What does it mean? I don't know.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
It's very interesting.
A lot of the time I can predict what's going to happen with these, but this year has been very, very interesting.
Yeah, and that's why I like doing the sort of crowdsourced nominations and voting because I leave going, my perception of what was going on is completely different.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, we're doing the worst overall product of 2019, and this is our last category.
Jaclyn Hill.
Yes. She actually picked it.
Jack Attack.
All right, so Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics, they won 75% of the votes.
Shit, yeah.
4,153 people voted.
Wow.
Followed by 9% Morphe James Charles Mini Palette. I would have said the big one, but...
But it didn't release this year.
So no, true.
Released November last
year. True, fair. Then we had Trixie Cosmetics Glitters. I was very happy to see this nominated. When yes. I was pulling out the nominees, I was like, yeah, fucking go, Beauty yes. News fan.
I agree with
fuck
that.
Fuck oath. Yeah.
I agree with that. That one damn I think right. is pretty solid because that was a shitty, that was shitty release.
A piece of shit.
Yeah.
And they still look, are.
We haven't used the glitters. The glitters no. might be totally fine.
It's glitter, but for
it's
sake.
Literally like craft store glitter. And then made to sound like it's something really fucking cool and then sold for like a premium price in a little jar. Like it is.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
I'll say it louder for the people in the back. No, yeah, it just, to me, I think that's even more disappointing
yep.
than the Jack Attack stuff because she fucked up yep. with a cool, like a good concept, but yeah. fucked up.
Yeah.
It was bad execution. Whereas this was bad this is concept. Just bad,
bad. Just bad, bad.
Just bad.
So Trixie came in with 8%, followed by Ciate Jessica Rabbit with yes. 4% and Norvina Pro Pigment Palettes Volume 1 to 3. I know, with 3%.
Yep.
I thought that was really interesting because it really does show that they just did too much.
And their excuse was that they wanted to keep up with like the fast sort of release.
Don't.
Which ColourPop do well, but it just clearly doesn't work for Anastasia Beverly Hills.
ColourPop is selling their palettes for $12.
Exactly right.
You're not.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You're selling them for $60.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Yeah. I do think, like, they really had a fall from grace this year.
Yeah.
Because last year it was almost like they could do no wrong.
Absolutely.
And then this year,
for
like,
years they were doing no
yeah,
wrong,
yeah, but
really.
Even with, like, the Amreezy highlighter and stuff, I think that was last year.
Yeah.
They were – some of the – I just – vaguely remember that this time last year, some yeah. of their products were just voted in the best products, best brand and yeah. whatnot. And now they're making the worst lists, which are really interesting.
Very interesting. However, they, with Jackie behind them, they made it into one of the best products. So
it's true.
It is a pretty palette. I've seen it in person. I quite like it. It's a problem. I'm not allowed to buy palettes. But that is it.
That's it.
That's it for the Beauty News Awards 2019. Definitely let us know if you were surprised by any of these categories or any of the winners in these categories. And maybe if you would have chosen something completely different.
Yeah.
And
we'll be back if you want to hear our answers
yeah.
to what we personally feel.
Yeah.
Should win these categories or what we would pick.
What we
these,
would pick if
in
we
our
gonna,
opinion.
Yeah.
Not speaking on behalf of everyone,
no.
just on behalf of ourselves.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll be back with that video
very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much to everyone who participated
yes.
in the nomination process and in the voting for your winners process. And congratulations to brands who won and are proud of their awards and commiserations to brands who aren't. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye. Bye.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.